Welcome to Chef's Table. I'm Jim Coleman. On today's show, we're taking a look at all sides of the food business, from upscale restaurants to blogging. Let's start it with Manhattan's La Bernardin's executive chef, Eric Repair. He begins with his reason for becoming a chef.
Passion. I had passion for, actually not necessarily cooking, I had passion for eating at a very young age. And I was always hanging in the kitchen of my mother, my grandmother, eating all day with them and, of course, trying to help. And I developed love for not only eating but cooking.
And they were very good cooks? You had great food growing
up? Yes. One of my grandmother was Italian, the other one from Provence. And my mother grew up in Morocco when she was young. So I was exposed to the very strong flavor, exciting flavors of the Mediterranean.
That's a credible mixed background.
Yes.
Did you have traditional Italian fare at the same time?
Yes. My grandmother, she's still alive, actually. She was making ravioli. She was making tagliatelle on the table like that with the roller and cutting the pasta. And for me, it was fascinating. I was having fun. I'm sure I was not helping much, but they were very tolerant. And they were always giving me something to do. And I was eating a lot and everybody was happy. And it was a fun atmosphere.
So how did you go from having great food growing up to then into the business?
Well, the transition was a natural transition. In 1980, I ended up in the office of the headmaster of the school who called my parents and said, okay, your kid is nice, but we don't want him anymore. He's such a bad student. We can't deal with him any longer. Find a profession. And I was delighted because I really wanted to do culinary school. Therefore, I was sent to a professional college. I learned cooking in a culinary school, and that was the beginning. When I graduated, I moved to Paris and worked in a very traditional restaurant called La Tour d'Argent, which at the time was celebrating in 1982 its 400-year anniversary. So it was really a very nice restaurant where I learned the basics. And that was the very, very beginning of my career.
You know, that headmaster, I think, talked to my parents, too. I don't know about that. Who was Gilbert Lacoste?
Well, Gilbert Lacoste was the owner of Le Bernardin in New York City. And his sister, Maggie Lacoste, and himself opened in 1986. And at the time in New York, it was really a revolution. Le Bernardin was dedicated to fish. They were preparing only seafood. And they were doing it in a very luxurious environment. It was a very different way of cooking fish than just broiling or frying. It was a very sophisticated kind of cooking, very light, very... I would call it almost Japanese today in terms of serving raw fish. And they were serving marinated fish before ceviche would be fashionable, before even sushi was fashionable. So they created that restaurant in 86. I joined them in 1991.
It's interesting because most people would jump at the phone call of him calling and saying, you know, I'd like to talk to you about being my chef. And you didn't even go to the meeting.
No, I didn't go to the meeting. I guess I'm a little bit of a prima donna. I didn't like the way he talked to me on the phone. I thought he was a bit aggressive because he said, you know, look, I have an opportunity for you. It will be to take the chef position in my restaurant. And I was explaining to him that I will not come in 2 weeks and take that position. I was committed to another restaurant and it wouldn't happen. And he didn't listen to me. And he said, okay, therefore I'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock for breakfast. And I was like, who are you? I'm not coming. And of course, later on, a few months later, he called me back and actually I apologized for his attitude and being pushy. And he said, just come for breakfast. We'll have fun and we'll talk about the restaurant.